I get to vach. Today's daf is Beitza daf Yir Aleph. Beitza Yir Aleph Shkoyach again for the Siyum today. We should be Zeich of Sukkah. We should be Zeich to finish many, many more together. Beautiful, beautiful Siyum Shkoyach B'Yassel for the being Messiah, the Divrei Torah, and for everyone else who came to join in person or in spirit. Okay, so we left off actually Yud Amud Beis. We did not quite finish Daf Yud. We left off Yud Amud Beis. We got really to where the lines get wide. We'll pick up for two dots, three lines before the wide lines. The Mishnah was discussing that in preparation, in order to be able to handle the different birds on Yom Tov that you're going to use for the meals, so you have to designate them for Yom Tov. The question was, what type of designation you need? You have to actually lift them up, or is it good enough just to verbalize, I'm going to take this and this bird? Either way, the Mishnah said, what if you designated birds? And you came the next day, and you're not sure if the birds you left were the birds that are still there. So, for example, the first one case the Mishnah will pick up in this case was we designated three birds. You designated two birds, and you found three there. Says the Gemara, Shnayim Matzah Shleisha Asur. And again, where Yidam Beis, we're picking up about three lines off from where the lines get wide. If you designate two birds and you found three, it's Asur. Why? Manavshach says the Gemara, Yachrininu, Hachrininu. If it's three different birds, the fact that you only had two there and now initially, and now there's three, either it's completely different birds, and then they're totally not prepared, and therefore they're mukta. V'ilayachrininu, even if they're not other birds. So two of them are attacking the birds that you had originally designated before Yom Tov. But one of them is certainly extra. Ha'kachad demarbu. One of them is certainly extra, one of them is certainly not from those that were prepared, because you only prepared two, and there's three here, and therefore it's a problem. In fact, Taisis, I believe you spoke to that right at the end of yesterday's year. Taisis asked, top Taisis, what happened to Raiv? If two are for sure good, if not for sure, but if we're assuming two are the ones that he prepared, and only one is no good, so you have a din of Raiv. You have a din of Raiv, it should be okay. Answer, Taisis, two Taritzim. First of all, Taisis, Bal Chaim, not batal, Bal Chaim, Tu Chashiv, live birds. Normally we say two, you know, Trey Bechad. Chad betrays bittles, when you have three pieces of meat, you could start discussing about bittle. Even there, you have also concepts of chetichah l'schabin and things that are chashev, but certainly balechayim are more chashev, and therefore not bittle. Let's say his first answer. Today's second answer is a simple idea we've had throughout the Masechta already. Davar sheish tamatirin. It's only usher today, because it's mukta. By tomorrow, it's mutter. Since it's mutter by tomorrow, we don't rely on bittle when we have a davar sheish tamatirin that will have permissibility in the future. In this case, just in a couple of hours, after Yom Tov, it'll be permissible, and therefore, we're not going to rely on the din of bittul. Okay. Says more further.
Shloisha matzah shnayim. Wait, you just brought up a beautiful point.
Yeah.
It turns out that you can rely on chazaka to tell you that if not, there would be balachayim separate, balachayim chashivim. You would rely on chazaka to then use it to say bittul.
Right. Right, right. We're taking for granted that the reason why you don't see a bittul is only because these svaras sounds like the fact that there were two designated originally, and these are the same two, you can rely on that strong enough to even apply bittul. Good point.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it relates a little bit to the sugya of Reva Karev. We'll get to soon. But yeah, we're relying on the chazaka of Karev, right? It's not a steer over here. Reva Karev is when the chazaka and the Reva are at odds with each other. Here, it would be complementing each other. We'd rely on the chazaka and then subsequently rely on the, I'm calling the Karev chazaka, and then subsequently rely on the Reva as well. Yeah. Says the Gemara, Shloisha v'nimtza umatzah shtayim mutarim. What if you had three doves initially, and now you only found two? So we say the mutter. Why? Because it's simple. We say that two of them are the ones that were originally set aside, and the third one left, but it's the original two that were there. That was the Mishnah, and that's the Gemara's elaboration. Ask the Gemara, let me see some Rabbi. Let us say this Mishnah goes like Rabbi Nachman Rabbanan. Why? The tiny money that are Baisel Gabe, the monies of Meister Shani. And the Echman, if a person left the mana 100 zuz of Meister Shani in a box, so Matzah Simon, he found two manas. He found 200 zuz. Chulin um Shani Mar Zabzah. So he left a mana of Meister Shani in a box, and then he found 200. Rebbe says you can assume that the one mana there is the original mana and still Ma'aseh Sheni. The second mana is Chulin. The Chamayimim Hakol Chulin. Chamayim says all Chulin. What's behind the Chamayim? Why is all Chulin? The Chamayim is very simple. If you only left 100 and there's 200, it's obviously there was a change that took place there, so the 100 was removed and 200 was put in its place. So we assume the Ma'aseh Sheni is gone and all the new money there is Chulin. That's our Rabbanan Shita. We assume once the numbers are not what it was originally, we assume it's a complete replacement, which means in our Mishnah, and the price is going to continue, but we already have a raya that there are abundant lechari can't be our mission. It's got to be like Rebbe. Because in our mission, we said he left three birds. He found two. You could use those two, and you just assume the third one had left. According to abundant, we should say once it's a different number, we should assume there was a complete turnover, and maybe none of these birds are considered mukhan, are the birds that are prepared for Yom Tov. That's the Gemara's raya. The Gemara's saying our mission lechari is like Rebbe. And the Gemara's really saying it, the Gemara's bothered. Says the price further. And what if he left originally two manas? Umat's a mana, and then when he came back, he found only one mana. Two manas of Meister Sheni, and he found only only one. So Rebbe says again, mana munach, mana mutal. One mana of Maaseh Sheni is still there, and one mana is gone. But it's all the Maaseh Sheni, the money that's still there is still the original Maaseh Sheni monies. Divrei Rebbe, v'chamayim again, hakachula. No, once not the same amount as what he put in. We assume that the money when it's taken was all taken, and now new monies were replaced, and you can be go l'kula and assume it's all chulin. So our mission l'chayre seems to be really very clearly that as much as possible, we assume the original birds, the one that is still there, fits like Rebbe Nachman Rabbanan, answers the Gemara, big aside, birds move, money doesn't move. Afitim Rabbanan, had we said about this Mishnah, Shiny Gazos, chicks are different, young birds are different because they're destined to hop around. Now, very important that we're talking about young birds. I mean, if we didn't mention it yesterday in the show, we should have, but the Rishayim already discussed that with Pashas, we're talking about young birds, because if there are birds that could fully fly, then we have a totally separate issue. We have a few issues. First of all, how are they protected in there? How are you confident they're going to stay there? But more than that, even when you come to get them, there can be a concern of tzad, of tzeda. If they're just hopping around, it's very easy to grab them. That's called, the Gemara in Shabbos says, if you grab it in one lunge, if you have animals, whether it's fish, animals, if they're in your control, in a kind of an encaged in, and you can get them in one attempt, that's not called trapping. But if it takes more than that to grab them, it's called trapping. It's seida on Shabbos, or in this case on Yontiv. And therefore, if the birds could fully fly, there'd be a separate issue of seida. So Pashas, we're talking not talking about birds that fly, we're talking about young birds that just hop around and don't fly. And that's actually the Gemara's answer here separately, that the yes, birds move, the Gemara doesn't jump to flying, but the Gemara brings from Elazar and from Rabbi Yechon and Elazar that we're talking about birds that can hop around, since birds can hop around, therefore, the Rabbanan say that by money, the money doesn't move. And therefore, if the setup is different than what it was originally, we assume all the money was taken and new money's in its place. Whereas by birds, if you have three birds there originally and I only have two, it's a very simple smart to say the two that were originally there, the two that remained are ones that were there originally. And the third one hopped away because birds do hop. So it's possible for one to leave and the others not to go with it. That is the svar. Ask the Gemara now. Why did it come out
to
this?
In the case of the money, Yon, are we going both Sarov Mos Chulin then?
We're going Basar, yes. Yeah. 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 Most of this guy's personal money is Chulin. And once you remove, if it was correct that him or someone else moved the Maaseh Sheni, we could safely assume that any other money there is Chulin. That's Chulin. V'lamli Yishnela, ask Gemara, why did it come out this answer of Shani Gazolas, Hayo Vasula Dadis? Why did it come out this answer that Gazolas, these baby chicks, are different because they hop around? V'ayit Maladei, we have the following memra on the Machlekes Rabbanan and Rebbe. On this Machlekes, by the Maaseh Sheni monies of Rabbanan and Rebbe, we have the following Machlekes, and based on Machlekes, we should be afforded more opportunities out of our question. The Gemara explains. We have as follows. Derbecher Blazer, the same two Amaram, what do they say? Chad Amar b'shnei kisa machlekes av b'kisachad diber kol chulin v'chanam b'kisachad machlekes av shnei kisa diber kol mana munach mana mutal. So we're not sure who says what from Meirich and Belezer, but one of them says the machlekes was dafka by two separate purses. The 200 zuz of a Maaseh Sheni were in two separate purses, and that's where there's a machlekes whether or not when one person is missing, let's say whether the other person is still Maaseh Sheni or it's chulin. But in the case where it's all one purse, when the money is one purse, then divrei kol chulin. Everyone agrees if the money was in one purse, 200 zuz was in one purse, and you come back and found only 100 zuz there, it must be it's completely new money. You wouldn't take a part of Maaseh Sheni and not the rest of Maaseh Sheni and leave some. It must be all the Maaseh Sheni was taken and the money there was replaced. That is one version of the machlekes. If chadkes, everyone agrees chulin. The other one says no. Machlekes is by one kiss. That's where there's a machlekes. But by two separate wallets, everyone agrees that it's the same. That we don't say it's all chulin. Even though Rabbanu would agree to Rebbe over there, when it's one kiss, we have machlekes. When it's two separate wallets, then everyone would agree that we say that whatever money you find is still Maaseh Sheni, and the money that's gone maybe is gone, but the money that's there is still Maaseh Sheni. So says the Gemara elaborates. How does that help us with our question, with our sugya? Says the Gemara towards the bottom of Yud Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Bishlam the Amar Bishnei Kisa Machlekes. So now, according to the opinion who learns that the Machlekes Rebbe and Rabbanan is with his two wallets, so that's why we need to say an answer of the chicks over here jumping around. Why? We need our answer. Shani goes also. We need our answer that the birds are different because they hop around. Why? Because what's the chiluk? Because if you hold that the Machlekes over there by the wallets were by two wallets, Lechur, two wallets is similar. It's analogous to our case of the multiple birds. and we still see that there's a machlokes there, and which means the Rabbanan still say that it's chulin in that case. And in our case, the Rabbanan, the Mishnah seems to be saying that we assume the two birds that remained are the same two birds. So the Rabbanan wouldn't shtim with our Mishnah according to that interpretation. The only way to make the Rabbanan shtim is to say that birds are different than money, because birds hop and money doesn't move. That's why we need this. The Mara says it's okay. Why we have to talk about this answer. But according to the one of the two, Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Elazar, one of them said the machlekes is only by one kiss, by one wallet. But when there's two wallets, when it's two separate wallets, everyone agrees. We say that the wallet that the money that remains, the money that's still there that matches what was there originally, is takamaisa sheni. So that would mean over here too, if you have multiple birds, the birds that remain that are here, the birds that you see here are considered a remainder of the birds that were there from before Shabbos. So everyone agrees in that case. So why do you have to make an akimta that we're talking about birds that birds can hop, and therefore it's different than the money? This should be so different. According to that version, the machlekes by money, the money and the birds are the same. So that's the more alva shnei kisin devar kol mana munach mana mutal. So hashda lama lila shnei Allah. What if to give an answer? Ha'amet b'shnei kisin le'pligi. You're saying even the rabbanan agree by two wallets. If you hold the machlekes is by one wallet, but by two wallets, everyone agrees that whatever money is there, we assume is the money that was originally there. So to over here, birds are considered like separate wallets, separate birds, and therefore whichever birds are here, we say they're the original birds. So why do you have to come out with a new answer? And like we pointed out, it's Rabbi Yechanan Rabbi Elazar who gave that answer, but one of them shouldn't need this answer. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi explains, in both cases, we're talking about things that were attached. Even if it's two wallets, the two wallets were attached. Even if it's multiple birds, by the case of multiple birds, they were tied together. And therefore what? Therefore, so now it's understandable that the two cases are the same, but why do we have to come out to an answer? If they're the same, we have to come out to answer of the birds are able to hop. So the Mark explains, because birds, because they hop, they can separate. So even though they started off tied together, they may ultimately separate. Whereas kisid leminat chadadi, wallets obviously are not alive, they don't separate. And therefore, we have to come out to explain, because we're talking about birds that are connected, and wallets are connected, we have to explain that even though our abundance is said by the money, that if some of the money's gone, it's all considered chulin. By the birds are different, because the birds, birds cop and they can separate themselves, and therefore, just because two birds left, the Rabbanan could agree, one bird left, two birds could still be there, and they can have a separate status. The obvious problem is, okay, that's great in the Rabbanan, but now by setting up this case, Rebbe's very shver. Why by the money, if the wallets were attached, why would the Rabbanan say hakol chulin makes a lot of sense? The wallets were attached, so if any money was removed, it all was removed, and therefore if there's new money here, if it's a different amount, it must be all fresh chulin money, which is what the Rabbanan said. What's Taka Pshan and Rebbe? Rebbe Amalach, Rebbe will tell you, even, we're talking about the same case, the wallets are attached, even so, kisinami zimnin, top of Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, the Misachlokes Rayo, even wallets are attached, when you have different purses that are attached, sometimes you can pick one up and the other one doesn't come with, because the binding, not yet untied. So therefore, you still have to be concerned that the original money, the Maisa Sheni, is still there, and therefore you can't assume that's Chulin. So yes, it's less likely, but it's still a possibility, and Rebbe's concerned for that possibility. Okay. B'Sei Chakan. Just one other point, actually, turn back to you don't base the bottom by Tosfos. Tosfos just bothered in general that there are a bunch of going in the Kula and they're saying Hakol Chulin. A bunch of going Kula saying Hakol Chulin. So if you look at the bottom Tosfos inside, says Tosfos Shani Aymer Hulakach Ma'isha Ma'isha Shani. We say take out the Ma'isha Shani and these are other monies. And like we pointed out from your diary before, most of the monies are presumed to be Chulin. Therefore, we assume this Chulin. Answer is a bomb kasha. The Svar is Shani Aymer. I say the original monies are gone. These new monies. Bishlam to say that Lachumra Mela to say Shani Aymer Lakula. Ask Tosfos. You only say Shani Aimer by a din derabanan. So that over there you could say Lakula Shani Aimer. You say Shani Aimer Lakula by derabanans. So over here by Ma'aseh Sheni, that's clearly the Raisa. We're saying Lakula Shani Aimer answers Tosfos Kivin Shein Adam Manech Chulin Eitzel Meiser. We have a klal. People do not put chulin together Meiser. It's a basic thing. You got to keep Ma'aseh Sheni money separately, otherwise it's going to mess things up. Since we have such a chazaka, such a strong klal that people don't put Ma'aseh Sheni together Ma'aseh Chulin. Therefore, Talin and Shaper Lakula, that gives us a license to go Lakula Varina Vade Lakhelu, Misham Vishagach, Vyakachanich Elisham. It must be once the dollar amounts are different, the only way record makes sense is if he's now mixing, he's not being careful with Maisa Shani and Khula monies, and that's something that no one does. And therefore, we can be Taylor, it's a strong chazak, we can be Taylor Lakula. Must be the Maisa Shani monies were fully taken out, and now he's using the box fully for Khulan. That's how it allows us to even go Lakula, even on the Raisa, because we're so strong and confident that people don't mix their Hektish money with their chulin with their chulin money. There's discussion about the birds also, about muktzah, the birds being muktzah. We're also being tired of the kula. Now, here, of course, it's drabbanon, number one. It's drabbanon. Anyway, muktzah itself is drabbanon, so the kal, teis kasha, isn't as sure to begin with. But more than that, the freshman discussed that muktzah in some ways is considered more chamer. Muktzah is a very chamer drabbanon, but on the flip side, over here, the opposing, svara to be makel is, of course, as far as we've had throughout this parak, really, and we're going to have it again in today's daf multiple times, which is that mitzvah simchas yamtiv, there's a svar to mekel as well. So even if we say muktzah is a mochamed kedarbanon, the svar of simchas yamtiv will go corresponding that and be a svar lahakel, which will come up in the Mishnayos and the Gemara in today's daf. Let's see. What if he set aside a bird before yamtiv? And they were inside the khan. And he finds them outside of the coop. Then they're going to be asur. If it sounds familiar, it should. We have the same exact Shakutaya in the other daf. That lechayra. What are we saying? It's right outside the coop. So it's karev. It's certainly closer to the coop. To assume it's from this chicken coop would be the svar of karev. But rave of the birds, of course, come from the belt. And rave of the birds from the belt are considered not prepared, they're muktzah. So we see rave is beating out karev. It's a right of chinin. It says rave versus karev. Rave wins. Arabaya, same answer we had the deflection from the other day. But daf, we're talking about there's a platform right outside of this dovecote, of this chicken coop where the birds were, which birds came to rest. That was a place where the birds came to roost on this platform. And since birds come to roost on this platform, he only prepared the birds that were in this coop right over here. But other birds come to rest on this platform. So even mitzat karev, you don't have a svar to say that's for sure these birds, because there's a lot of birds nearby that rest on this daf that aren't these prepared birds. So it's not Rav versus Karev. It's even within Karev itself, you have a weakness in the Karev itself. Rav is different there.
The only question is, as you mentioned, we showing him say that this must be talking about birds that don't really fly fully.
Right. So hopping. We'll see. It'll be very clear. We'll be actually
happy birds, okay.
keep going to the next Gemara. Let's see. You'll see in Rava's case, it's going to be Rava also is going to talk about the birds moving around. It's going to be mamish clear from Rava that it's hopping because. Well, let's see. Let's read it. Rava Amar b'shnei kinim zulamal mazulas kinim. We're talking about where there's two little pigeonholes, one above the other, and he designated, let's say, two birds from one pigeonhole, and the other pigeonhole didn't need them. He only needed two birds, so he designated two birds in one pigeonhole, and the other pigeonhole had two other birds that were not designated. And what's the case? The case of the mission was we found the birds outside the pigeonhole. Great. But says the Rav himself elaborates, the chiddush of the Mishnah that's no good is as follows. Not only in a case where he was mazmin, he prepared the ones betachtayin of lezim b'yayna, he prepared only the birds in the lower coop and not the upper coop. And he only found birds remaining in the, not even in, it's not even in, it's outside the ledge. On the ledge, outside of the lower coop, and there's nothing in the elyayna that see you in that case to shiras. You know why? Because if you had two birds down low, two birds up high, and now you only have two birds outside the lower coop, you know what we say? They've all left their place, and the ones that are outside are the ones from upstairs that came downstairs. Darmin and Hanach Azul Ma'alma, the original birds from the lower coop are gone totally. And these other ones, these muktzah birds that were on top, they lowered themselves down, and the reason that's why I'm telling you, Lizer, again, very clear, not flying. They lowered themselves down and came out of the lower coop, and that's why they stay on the ledge. You have to be concerned. It's really a 50-50 chance, and these are the ones that are outside the lower ledge. We're still concerned that they're from the upper ones and no good. Not only that case, Ella further. I feel, what about the opposite scenario? Zeman Belyanov Zeman Techlander. What if he was Mazman, the birds in the upper pigeonhole? And not the ones in the lower pigeonhole. And when he came out to get the birds, he found two outside on the ledge, outside the upper pigeonhole. And he found nothing in the lower one. So the pasha you'd say over there, it's the same two birds that were inside the pigeonhole, the upper one, are now on the ledge, outside the upper one, and it's the ones that he prepared. Nope. We'd be concerned and say it's usher. We'd say the lower ones, the upper ones, they're totally gone. And the lower ones, again, it sounds like they held on and they climbed up. Again, these are birds that don't fly, right? Very clear. They held up and they climbed up to the upper pigeonhole and now they're on the ledge. We have to be concerned. Again, obviously, it's not for sure that's the case, but we have to be concerned for that possibility and therefore it's not going to be good. This is Rav's teretz to the Gemara was worried, was bothered that maybe it's rave the curve, it's a riot, rave the curve. The answer is no, we're talking about where there were four birds there, two mazmin, two he wasn't, and we have to be concerned that the two that are remaining are the ones that he was not mazmin. We said in the Mishnah further, if all he had was these he had birds, let's say two birds, and he only finds two birds. So then Ariyam Batarim, if he designates two birds before Yantiv, and he finds two birds on Yantiv, then he can assume, in the Dovko, then he can assume that they're Matar. Again, let me be more clear. We're talking about where there are only two birds, and he found the two birds, they're right outside the Dovko, the last case, they're on the ledge. But they only had two, and there's two here now. He could assume it's the same two, even if he doesn't recognize them. He could assume those are the same two, and he could use them. Ask him, what's the case? If we're talking about birds that can fly, which is a little bit shver, but birds that can fly, as a matter of fact, Rashi's Lashon of areas, we're talking about birds, in the Mars Havina, birds that could fly like a distance, and the Achorinim jump all over and say, even the Rishonim ready. What do you mean? We can't be talking about birds that can fly. Birds that can fly, we have Tzayid that we pointed out before. And we had, again, it was already discussing yesterday's daf, the Rishonim already discussed it. So that's they take issue with Rashi's explanation. They want to say that the Mefrachim over here, the flying over here, doesn't mean Mamish fly, but it means they can, you know, go a little of a distance. So still, then it's the Mer says, Pasha, why are you allowed to assume these two birds are the birds you set aside? Yesterday, maybe it's different ones. Ikhtamei Mer Hanach Azlama, the ones that he set aside left, and these are different birds. That's Lachar Pasha, that should not be good. Not like the Mishnah says. El Madad, and El Madad is birds that can hop, which is seemingly what we've been discussing. Then the Mer says, still, we have a new qualification. We've had this elsewhere as well. How far does a bird hop? 50 amas. Idik akein, b'sei chamish mamma, if there's another pigeonhole within 50 amas, why don't we concern that birds can travel that far, and maybe these are different birds from the other pigeonhole that travels 50 amas. And elamai v'dilekakam, b'sei chamish mamma, p'sheitit the matarim. If these birds can't fly, so we're dealing with hopping birds, and there's no pigeonhole within 50 amas, so that's pasha these akasha. What's the Mishnah's chiddush even? The klal is that any birds that hop, they cannot hop for more than 50 amas. So manushach, if it's they're flying, it's zechish be no good. If they're hopping, which is, we assume that's the case, and they're within 50 amas of other pigeonholes, should fight to be a problem. And if they're not within 50 amas, it should be pasha, it's good. What's the Mishnah's chiddush? Says the Gemara, la'ilam, interesting case, la'ilam de'ika kain b'seich chamish b'amah. There is another pigeonhole within 50 amas, we're going to come to Karen's office. But it's not, if you look at the picture of Rashi, it's a very, very simple case. It's around the corner, it's around the bend. So distance-wise, within 50 amas, but you can't see. You can't see from one to the other. You would think that the birds can hop that far, and therefore you should be concerned that the birds that are here are not necessarily the birds that he designated for Yantav, and you shouldn't be able to use them. Kamashma on the Mishnah, you could use them. You know why? Because these birds, as far as they can go and turn back, like a little kid who's walking away from his parents, he goes as far as he can, as long as he can see his parents. Once he can't see anymore, he gets a little scared. So these birds, as long as they can see their pigeonhole, that's how far they go. But even within 50 amas, they won't travel further than when they can't see it. If they can't see, they won't travel further, and therefore we can confidently say that, so the chiddush is that even though it's within 50 amas, since it's not visible, these other birds wouldn't come to this distance, and it must be these birds that are here are the original birds he designated from before, Yom Tov. Zakta Mishnah. Beishama Eimer, we had this, now the Marcus is going to elaborate. We quoted this when we were discussing the Machlaikas of the coolest of Beishamai and the chumras of Beisil on Yom Tov, which is really the Mishnah Daf Beis. So this is part of the list of five Mishnayot that we brought, that Beishamai goes back to being the regular, the Machmer, and Beisil is the Mekel. And again, all these cases, when we first brought this, when we brought the Mishnah, Rabbi Yechanan suggested, Mechlefes Ashita, flip it, which Rashi learns, Chazor, it's important, right, because it's going to come up and it'll be relevant in this Daf. Rashi learned the Mechlefes Ashita was going on each one of these Mishnayos, the Gemara was suggesting, flip it and make Beis Hillel the Machmer in these upcoming Mishnayos and Beis Shammai the Mekel, whereas the other Mishnayim alert is going back on the Mishnah on Daf Beis, where it spoke about the Kisi Adam, about lifting up the shovel with the dirt in the ground to do Kisi Adam. Over there, Beis Hillel seems to be Machmer and Beis Shammai's Mekel. Flip that part, that then in the Mishnah. Flip that one, not flip these Mishnayos. Okay, Machlokes Rashi Rishonim, but let's see the Mishnah side. Beis Shammai Eimrim, Einat Los Ali, this Gemara is clearly going to be Mashma, ultimately, that the Mechlefes Shita, the flipping was going back on Daf Beis, not on these Mishnayos, because we'll see how the Gemara takes for granted the Pesach. B'shama Eimer, Einelas Ali Lekatzev Alavaser. You cannot take that's the big pestle we explained the other day. It's really more like a big beam that was used to grind up the grains, so it also could be used for chopping meat on it. So B'shama says you can't deal with it. Einelas Ali Lekatzev Alavaser. You can't deal with it on Yom Tov, even for chopping up meat. What's the issue with this big pestle? So it's a machlekes in the Rishonim. What the issue is? Either the issue is the pashtus issue is it's a klishim lach deliser. It's meant for grinding, for chopping up. It's meant for chopping up grains. It's meant for chopping up things that you can't do on Yom Tov, and therefore you can't use it now either. Taisus asked right away, second Taisus asked, but what do you mean? Klisha Machtel Isser is Mutter L'Tzech Gufa Tzech Mekayme. One of the basic Klalim we have in Muktzah, that a Klisha Machtel Isser is Mutter Tzech Gufa Tzech Mekayme. Taisus therefore learns, we're talking about something which is Muktzah Machmas Chesaron Kiss. We're talking about something which is Muktzah Chesaron Kiss, meaning it was a valuable type of clean, and that's not Mutter L'Tzech Gufa Tzech Mekayme. And that's the Pshat and Beis Shammai, why it's Usser. I was probably still matter. Tay says Taka Muksa Khan Kiss is a serious thing. Why is this little matter? Mishum Simchas Yamtiv. Tay says Al Simchas Yamtiv is still held that the Khamim Mumatter, they allow to handle even something which normally be a problem. Muksa Khan Kiss for Simchas Yamtiv, it overrides the Dindar Rabbanan, even though Muksa is a serious Rabbanan, it overrides the Rabbanan of Muksa Khan Kiss, and he's allowed to handle it. That is the Tay Malach, the other Rishonim, I think Rashi, and other Rishonim, they stick with the Klisha Malach. It's really Gemara and Shabbos, Kuf Chav Gimel. Kuf Chav Dalet over there in Shabbos, but the other Malach is sticking with the Malach Tesis dismissed, which is we're talking about a Klisha Malach Lisser. It's a Klisha Malach Lisser, and that's why Beisil says Tzarech Gufa Tzarech Mekayme is Mutter, no problem. And Beishame argues on that Klal. Beishame holds that a Klisha Malach Lisser is Usser, even the Tzarech Gufa, even to use it. So again, our classic case of a hammer, Klisha Malach Lisser, which we say you let him move it off the table if you need the space, or you let him use it to crack open a nut because Tzarech Gufa Tzarech Mekayme, it's Mutter. According to Bisham, you wouldn't say that, and that would be the Bisham in our Mishnah. Okay, two different Malachim. Again, whether it's Kishmach Lisser, or whether it's Machasar and Kiss, either way, Bisham says Usser, Bisil says Mutter, Bisham Amrim, next din, Enes says Arlefin Adurus, we had this din as well. You cannot, when you shech the animal, and you want to preserve the hide, the skin, so you don't want it to let it sit for a couple of days, you can get for even one day. Even if the Yantav was one day, you let it sit, and you don't do anything with it, it can get crusty and hard and spoiled, so you put it out in front of the people trampling on the road, you put it out, the people step on it, and that really starts the Ibid process. It starts the process, and it's okay. Bisham says you can't do that. Because you can't be ma'abid. That's not part of Eichel Efesh. You can't be ma'abid. You can't work the skin. It's one of the machas on Yom Tov. Ain't necessarily this Arlef Nedarsin. You can't put it for the people to trample it. Flag Beno Elam Kain Yesh Beksas Basa. Furthermore, it's mukza. It's mukza. You can't deal with it. Just you can't handle it unless there's still some meat involved. Unless there's meat attached to it, and the meat will render it not mukza. Otherwise, it's mukza like a shell, like a bone. It's mukza like we had early in the Masechta. We had in Shabbos Kufam Gimel. Veisil Matibrin Veisil says that the hide is mutter to deal with. Again, what's the svara? L'chayra it's a shtar katayna, putting out in front of the people to step on it. L'chayra is there not a problem of ibud? So first of all, again, of course, we're dealing with simchas yomtiv. Veisil says you're not going to shecht an animal and you're not going to have meat if you're not able to preserve the hide. You don't want to lose the hide. But even more than that, l'chayra you have to say that it's not mamish guaranteed. Like yes, the people are trampling on it, but that trampling that people do is not mamish the full ibud. It's just the beginning of the process. It prevents it from spoiling, but it doesn't mamish do the ibud after Shabbos. You have to put salt on it. You have to do whatever process they do to be ma'abed it, to work at the hide, but it just preserves it, and that's sufficient combined with the fact that it's needed for Simchas Yantif. If we don't allow it, the person's not going to check in the first place, and that would be Mimenea from Simchas Yantif. Says the Gemara, Tana, Shavan Shem Kizav of Basar, Shasal Taltai. Beishame and Beisil agree that if he chopped meat on this Ali, this pestle, afterwards, after he's finished, he can't move it. So again, so the answers, the explanation will be simple. They both agree. If you go to the problem, the pshat is that's klishim lachdel iser. So once you used it, you're allowed to use it. Tzarech gufa tzarech mekayme. But once you finish using it, the only reason to move it would be to protect the kli. That's usr. That's the classic iser. Mecham al tzeil. You cannot move the kli itself to move it from the sun into the shade, even though it protects the kli. That you can't do. It's muktzah. It's only able to use it. You're only able to move it in order to use it or to use the place that it's on. But if it's not any of the above, you can't move it. So after you finish using it, you can't use it. Or Sarkis, same svara. Halatur of Sarkis, of Muksmach Sarkis, was only because of enjoying Fiyantif. Once you finish using it, the regular Isser Muksmach Sarkis comes back. And therefore, even Mesil agrees, once you've finished using it, you cannot move it. Amar Bayim, Machlekes Bali. The Machlekes is Dafka Bayin Ali, by this pestle, this board, which they used to chop the meat. Ava Bisarba. Bisabra garmi, typical mutter. If it was a butcher's board, that's a more common thing to use to chop meat on, then everyone would be mutter. Ask why not? Of course. Pshita, first, I mean, say it better. The Mishnah said Ali. Ali Tana. The Mishnah said Ali, which is that pestle, didn't specifically mean that unique kli as opposed to a regular butcher's board. Says more note. I would think even the butcher's board would also be a machlekes, subject to machlekes. Besham and Besil, Besham and Machmer, and Besil's Makel. And why do we teach a case of Ali? To teach the bigger chiddush. The bigger chiddush of Heter is always so here's pretty clear. That's why the Mepharshim go this again. Not like Taisvis. That's why the Shainim were going. That's Klish Machtel Isser. Dafilu Davish Machtel Isser. Not Misharu. Even a Kli which is Machtel Isser, they were matir on Yom Tov to use it for purposes of for the Tzarech Gufay. Kamash Balan. Again, Tosfos, that can't be the pshat fully because it's pasha. We know that in elsewhere. Okay, but kamash malan, and therefore the abayas being mechadish, then not only Beis Hillel was matter, of course, even this, even the pestle is matter, certainly the butcher's board, but Beis Shammai, who assered the pestle, also even assered the butcher's board. Even that was a concern, even that could be a concern of Muktzah. Says, well, we'll see, actually, the Marzan explained a svar why it should be no good in a second. Ikadarmi, some of the conversation is slightly different. Amar Abayabai says that this that we're saying that the butcher's board is, I'm sorry, I take it back. I would have thought that Beis Shammai assers the butcher's board, kamashman that he does not. Kamashman the Beis Shammai is matter, he's made it to Beis Hillel, and the butcher's board is mutter. We'll see in a second svar why potentially it would have been usher. Ikadarmi, Amar Abayabai says, Le nitzcha la filu tarvi digami chadati, malatema mamachle, tavela kamashman. Beis Shammai is, Abai is explaining that the reason why it's a chiddush in Beis Shammai, that the butcher's board is mutter, of course Beis Hillel is not a chiddush, but Beis Shammai is a chiddush, you know why? Because it's the type of thing that a person may pick up to use and then change his mind not to use it. And we've had this svar just a couple times in the past few blot about an idea of tirchi yisir yantiv. Handling things that you cannot use in yantiv is considered a tirchi yisir. It doesn't seem like it's a major stress, a major strenuous activity to lift the butcher's board and put it down, but apparently if you're not going to use it, once you're not going to use it, it's like, it's retroactive, it's like it's muktza, it's like a tirchi yisir, and therefore they may be having a new butcher's board, he may change. He just might not use it. Kamash Malan, even in Beis Shammai, we're not concerned, and it's okay. Ask the Gemara, the other Reina Ataka, is Beis Shammai not concerned for people changing their minds? We have multiple brises where he is concerned about that. Beis Shammai not concerned about the person changing his mind. If I tell him about the brise, this is din number one. Beis Shammai, Amrim, Ein Malchin Tabach V'Sakin Eitzabayim, you can't schlep the Sheichet and the knife all the way to the animal on Yom Tiv. Nor can you schlep the animal towards the knife and the sheichet, because we're scared when you get there you may change your mind about not wanting to check this animal, and you did a whole tircha for no reason Yom Tiv, and therefore you can only shecht animals with knives and animals and sheichet them, they're all within close proximity. No, Malik says Beis Hillel is not worried about him changing his mind. So Beis Shammai clearly is worried about a change of the mind. Weiter, Beis Shammai, I remember another similar machlekes. You cannot bring the spices of the pestle close to the mortar to chop up the spices on Yom Tiv. You can't go distance to bring it close together. We're talking about where they're not so close, they're a distance. Or vice versa, you cannot schlep the mortar to the spice of the pestle. You can't schlep the spice and pestle to the mortar, or vice versa, according to Beis Shammai. Because with skid, you'll change your mind, not do it, and then you did a schlep for no reason. You could be one to the other. You see very clearly, Beis Shammai is concerned about changing mind. So while we have by this board of the butcher, he's not concerned, answers the Gemara a very obvious difference. Hachi Ashta. By Behemi can change his mind. Damar, we had this already earlier again, the idea of finding, he's going to look for a fatter animal. He's going to say, Damar Nishbakai, Behemi Kusha, let's leave this lean animal, let's wait to get a little fatter, and let's bring another Behemi that's ready, more shaming. Let's take a different animal, which has more fat to it. Kederanami, the dish, this is a little bit less of an obvious change of heart. Even by the dish that needs spices, he'll change his mind to eat a different dish. Let's, instead of being busy with chopping spices and fixing this dish that needs spices, let's leave that one for now. And we'll find a different dish that doesn't need spices. Over here, by the meat, it's pashit. When do you use the butcher's board? After the animal's already shechted, you have meat that you need now to cut and chop in order to use. You're not going to just not chop the meat. Says the Gemara, Mimlech Leitavar. Well, he's going to change his mind, not chop the meat, keep the shechted for your kaima. Once the animal shechted, the meat's waiting to be cut. That's not going to change. And therefore, much less of a concern that he's going to change his mind. So yes, Beis Shammai elsewhere is concerned for changing mind, and that's why maybe over here there'd be a havamina that he would be concerned changing mind as well. Kamash Malan Abaye, that over here Beis Shammai's maida, that changing the mind is not a concern. Beis Shammai,
is there any reason why the board is new?
I'm sorry?
Any significant?
No, that 100%. 100%. The that's more of the reason why there's a concern he would change his mind. A board that's used, there'll be no concern. A good point. Yeah, very good point. Because it's new is more the reason why he may not. He wants to save it. Doesn't want to dirty it, sully it up yet.
Beis Shammai, I remember. Also, as far as you, I see what you like thinking about. What's the distance?
Yes.
Some Mishnayim learn it's Rishus Rabbim.
Oh, very good. I did not see that. I was curious. You picked it up in the very good. I wasn't sure exactly what this is. Lashon that I saw in the Rishonim was far. I didn't know what far means.
Take it over from one Rishus Rabbim, even though on Shabbos on Yom Tov it's Motel Leichel Nefesh. If you're not going to use it, you should have done it.
Very good. Shkoyach. Beis Shammai Eimim. Ein nois nesar, you cannot put the ar, that's the second name of the Mishnah, in a place where the people trample on the hide. Beis Hillel says it's okay. Tana, v'sham shemachalav basar litzli. They both agree that, you know what you could do? When we know the halacha is basic din, we know when one wants to eat meat, of course, by us these days, the butchers do it for us, but in order to eat meat, you have to salt the meat in order to do melicha in order for the dam to be drawn out of it, so we don't have dam of iser in our meat. Now the din of melicha is that when you salt it for roasting, it requires less salting than salting for cooking. For the obvious reason, when you cook, it cooks the stews in its own juices. When you roast, it all drips out, the juices drip out. And therefore, roasting requires, and it could be also more the fire is directly hitting the meat, then it draws out more of the blood. So when you roast, you need a lower amount of salt than you need when one is cooking in a pot. Says the Gemara, if one wants to salt the meat that he's going to eat for roasting purposes on top of the hide, that's okay. Because again, same idea, that amount of salt is not going to actually, part of the way of process of working the hide is to put salt in it and to work out the leather. That amount of salt is not going to be significant enough to actually work the leather. It's just going to preserve it a bit, maybe, but it's not going to work the leather. So therefore, we learned that Abayis Shabbos Shemachal Basil Tzi, even Meshame agrees. You can't put it in front of the people that trample, but you could salt meat for roasting purposes. The lower amount of salt that you could do. Abayi Lashenal Tzli, Avter Lo. Abayi says, but Dafka Tzli, not for cooking. Dafka salting for roasting is okay. Salting for cooking is no good. Pshit Esamari. That's what it says. Let's Tzli Tanan. It's really a Brisa. It was taught in the Brisa. Let's Tzli, not for cooking. Hakamashma Dafil Tzli Kein Kedera Aser. So the Abayi's point just is, let's say a person wants to salt the meat for tzli, but he's doing a lot of salt. He's doing it thoroughly. He's a guy that salts his meat for tzli. The way he's salting meat for kedera, it would still be a problem. It's not a din in anything of salting for tzli is okay, and for kedera is not okay. Even the amount of salting done for kedera, if my plan is to use this meat for tzli, but I'm salting it the amount for kedera, that's vayter for kedera's cooking in a pot, that's vayter going to be a problem. That's no good. Tarabon. One is not allowed to salt the piece of chaylev, and one cannot turn them over. So chaylev, of course, we know is usher to eat. Shuman is fat, that's mutter. Chaylev is usher on a pain of karis. It's unbelievable. Shuman is mutter, chaylev is usher. The reason it's unique is because these are similar types of body parts. They're both fats. Just one is a fat of isser, one's a fat of heter. But the fat of isser, which is a chiv karis, interestingly enough, you let it benefit from it. So isser anah. You can use it for fuel. You can use it to feed the animals. So you want to preserve it. Again, you don't want it to get spoiled. So you let it benefit, just can't eat it. So we're saying the lach is on yamtiv, you cannot salt the chaylev, nor could even flip it over to help keep it fresh from spoiling. Mishur Mishu Amru, Shaytchim Baruch HaKavi says, he argues, says, no, you're allowed to put it on top of a peg to keep it exposed to the air, which will prevent it from getting spoiled. You are allowed to do that. Amr of Masna, Halakha Bishu Lechazak Bishua, Lakula, that you're allowed to spread it out to prevent it from getting spoiled. Igad Amri, Amr of Masna, Inlacha Bishua, and some say that, the gear says, the halacha is not like a b'shua. Says the Gemara, Bishnah Lamad, the halacha is b'shua. If the gear is halacha is b'shua, it's k'shmak, because you have a b'shua, a yachin, arguing on seemingly a stam, Tana, the Tanakam, which is the Rabbim. It's a Sakhata Kamino, Yachram, Lach, Rabbim, Kamash, Malach, Yachin. So if you tell me, Lach, Zaki, Bishu, it's Kishmak, you come and tell me, Halach, Zaki, Yachin, if you're not like the Rabbim, that's a Chiddush that needs to be spoken out. Elamad, if you tell me the Girsa is, Rav Maso saying, Lach, is not like a Bishu, Pshita, Yachram, Lach, Rabbim, he's arguing Rabbim, why isn't it Pasha, Lach, be like the Rabbim, Mao, the Tame, Mustaver, Tame, the Rabbishu, I would have thought that Rishu's reasoning is Mustaver, D, Lay, Sharis, this is for, we keep saying from, they syllable, he's saying it throughout this barak, Ila Sharis, Lay, Mimna, Vle, Shachet. If you don't allow him to save the piece of Chaylev, if you tell me that he's being busy with tircha, again, the issue is the chayav being busy with tircha, shlotzer chamtiv, and that's a problem. If you're not going to allow that, it's called tircha, he won't check, because otherwise he won't check. If you don't allow himself to salvage the chaylev, he won't check and have meat for yamtiv. I would have thought that's going to freeze in kamash balan, and therefore the chayav is a good svara. So even though he's the yachin against Rabbim, I still would have thought that svara should be stark, and we should go like svara kamash balan, that we don't say svara, we pass like the chamim, and we say taka aser. According to that lashon, when Maishna Me'ar Lefnei Darsin, so why is Taka different of Ar Lefnei Darsin, which we paskin the Basil says that you're allowed to put it out in front of the people, because otherwise people are going to refrain from shechting. So we did say that svara in Beis Hillel, who we seemingly paskin like, and yet over there is okay. So why is this fat different? Answer to Mahasma Chacham Milsa, because over there top of Ambeis Hasalim Chacham Milsa, it's not noticeable when you spit, when you put out the hide. Yes, people step in it. That definitely helps work it out, preserve it. But people also used to spread out hides just to sit on them. We pointed out a couple of months ago that people used to sit when they did a seba. They would sit on these hides. They would lean on and sit on these hides when they were eating. It was a normal thing, so maybe he spread it out to sit in it, not to step on it, and therefore it's not so nicker that he's doing it for purpose of preservation. B'shem d'chaz is mizgala. Gemara says, it's fit for sitting on. But over here it's very clear by the fats, they're going to say, my time is the Rabbanon. Why the Rabbanon allow me to turn over the fat, or to spread it over a peg, or whatever it may be? That shouldn't spoil. Ah, so once they allow me to spread out, that shouldn't spoil. Let me go salt it. You need to start doing more avoidus with the fat, which you're not supposed to do. And therefore, over there by the fat, they were more machmer as opposed to by the hide. Amar Shmuel, Meilech Adam Kam Chetichas Basar Befazachas. One can salt many pieces of meat together. Ava Pishen Tzarech El Chetichachas. Even though he only needs one piece of meat for Yomtiv, he can salt multiple pieces. Ravad Rava Ma'arim Umalech Karma Karma. Ravad Rava would also use like this trick and salt more meat than he needed piece by piece. The point is that when a person shechs an animal yantiv, right, they have refrigerators. So he shechs an animal yantiv, he needs some of the meat, but the rest of the meat he doesn't need. If he doesn't do something to preserve it, it's going to spoil. No one in their right mind is going to shecht an animal and let most of it go to waste, or a lot of it go to waste, first to have a little bit of meat on yantiv, it's not worth the cost. So he's allowed to, either when he's salting, salt a bunch at once, that's one eitzah, and salt was there, they preserved it before refrigeration, so you can salt a bunch at once, that's okay. Salting the hide was not okay, but this is considered enough of it's an obvious need, you're not going to shech the animal unless you can salt and preserve it. The Rav Ada Bravo would actually salt one piece at a time, but he would do it the trick. He wouldn't hedge go and salt pieces to preserve after yantiv. He would salt a piece, as if he's trying to use that in yantiv, and say, you know what, let me leave that. I don't want to use that. Let me use a different one. And keep Keilu changing his mind to use different ones until all the pieces were salted. So like the Mishnah B'Shama, I remember go a little further. No, it's late. Aim Masalkin is Shreesim Yabdiv. Again, we had this Mishnah, we quoted this as well a couple of hours ago. These were the Mishnahs where B'Shama is back to being the Chumrah and B'Sils Lekula. Over here we're talking about opening up the window shutters for the salespeople, for the vendors. On Yabdiv, you know that open up, it's a din of binyan, it's a problem of binyan. And B'Sils Batirim, Avlachs B'Sils Analik, you open up, you even put it back. Because Basil holds Ain Binyam Steer Bekalim, and therefore it's not an issue. My trees, some of these trees in Amar Ula, trees say Chanuyas. It's the trees, till today they call the shutters and the windows, are still called treesin. The trees of here means the trees of the Chanuyas, the trees of the booths, of the stalls, of the sellers, of the vendors. Now these were booths were portable. Very important. These booths were portable, because if they weren't portable, then the whole din of Ain Binyam Steer Bekalim, the whole Sfar wouldn't apply. Because Ain Binyam Steer Bekalim, only Kalim that could be movable. If it's fixed to the ground, if it's attached, then you attack of a problem of binyan, even according to Basil, there'll be a problem. Farmer Ula. Three things matter the end because of the beginning. The matter to do something at the end, like in this case, this is one of the cases. So speaking of now, Basil allows him to even close the tris in order that we'll make sure we'll open it and give people what they need on Yantav. You want people to have availability to buy what they need. Again, we pointed out when we learned this in the past, that you're not doing a transaction on Yantav. Of course, back on Yantav is Usser, the seller, it knows, has a relationship with the buyers, and the buyer takes it on credit and pays after Yantav, and that's okay for Tzarech Yantav. But we want to make sure the seller opens up his store to make sales for what people need, and if we're not going to allow him to close his the booth after he's finished, he's not going to open it in the first place, and therefore they're matir Tlasim Mishim Zayfan. Veluhain, what are the three things? Arlef Nadarsan, the din of early in the Mishnah, the prior Mishnah of the hide in front of the people that are going to trample on. We said before also, he's not going to shecht if he can't do that. Tresi Chanuyas, our case in our Mishnah right now, of the trisim, of the windows, shutters of the vendors, and Chazar Svetiyah B'Mikdash, a new case that we haven't discussed yet, which is the putting a dressing back on a wound. Putting a dressing on a wound is a problem of refuah. Refuah is asar on Shabbos and Yantiv. You can make up to do shechikas amanim, kwaiyim samanim. If a kayin, in order to avoid it, takes off the dressing from the wound, and he has to, because if he has the dressing on his hand, it's a chatzitza, he's got to take it off, we allow him to put it back on, because if he don't, he's going to refrain from doing avoida in the first place. Rachavam Rabbi adds a fourth case, af b'seh chavitza masal v'sasei al gav regel. Also in a case where a person, a merchant opens this barrel of wine, or he starts a new dough for sale during Yom Tov time. According to Rida, says Yigmar, what does that mean? A basic din over there that throughout the year, if an Amaris touches the wine or touches the dough, we have to assume it's tummy. Amaratzim are not trusted to be tar, therefore we assume it's tummy, and he cannot sell this wine or dough anymore to people that are not to eat betara, that are not to eat everything betara. However, during Yantiv, Chazal said we can be lenient in order that there's a lot of people in the markets, a lot of people buying and selling. No one, we're not sure who's Amaratz, who's not Amaratz. Chazal said we can be lenient and say, even things that were touched by multiple people, you can assume it's still tar, unless you know otherwise, you can assume it's tar, and you can still sell it, b'tayrus being tar. So the question is, what if you started in Yantav season, and it wasn't finished? So not only that, you let it finish, you let it continue, and sell it even after Yantav, and be gaymer, yigmer, even if Yantav, and sell it, b'tayrus tara, because once you have the dispensation for Yantav, it continues afterwards, that's again a tiru, seifer, b'tayrus, subclassum, or mati, even after Yantav, because otherwise people are not going to want to sell things in the markets on Yantav, in Shal Shogalim time, because they're going to be scared, and therefore they were matir the end, because of the beginning. Okay, the Marna goes through all four cases that we quoted are really Mishnayos. Three of them, the first two, we just had in today's daf. And the third is a Mishnah, I forgot where the Mishnah is already, but the Mishnah speaks it very clearly that you let her return the dressing to a wound for the submission Erevin. They let her return the dressing for a wound for a Kayin, and even the extra din about this, that Rechavi added, about this, barrel and the dough is also a Mishnah. It's also a Mishnah. The Mar is bothered. All these cases are learned. That's a Mishnah in Chagiga. All these cases are Mishnayas. So what's the Chiddush of Ula? Now the truth is, when I saw the Kasha, it didn't bother me so much. He's putting together throughout Shas three or four cases where we put together things that normally would have been Aser, and they're Matar Tchilas Seif from Shutchilas. He's amalgamating the same type of din, the same far a few places. But the Mar, I guess, is bothered. It's not enough. Ula must be telling us the Chiddush. It can't be that he's just repeating to us the din of the Mishnah. We explained when we learned the two Mishnahs. We explained it was Bishum Hitir Tzchusayf Tzchushim Tchasan. What's Ula adding by putting these cases together? What's he adding by saying is Hitir Tzchusayf Tzchushim Tchasan? It's clear for the Mishnah alone. Okay, so let's see. The Gemara goes through case by case. We'll go through these four cases and then we'll stop. Says the Gemara. Earlier, we learned that our Mishnah already. Mal Tam Tamad Beisil Mishum Tchasan Musgalau. I would thought the reason why Beisil is Matir by the hide is because you're able to sit in it, and therefore feel Meiriv Amdanami. If that would be the Svara, even an animal that was shechted in Erev Yomtiv, you'd be able to spit out the hide on Yomtiv, because since you can sit on it, that's as far as the people are thinking they're spreading out to sit on it. Maybe it's permissible even to spread it, even if it's intended for people to step on it, and it's not a problem. Even hides that came from before Yomtiv, Kamashman Hitiusav Mishnah Tlasan Yomtiv in De Erev Yomtiv Lai. Therefore, Ula was teaching us that was Davka, that which was shechted in Yomtiv is okay. That which was shechted in Erev Yomtiv is not going to be okay. Trisa Chanias Tami Tanina, the case of the shutters also is a Mishnah. Beisil matir nafachzer. Beisil is matir to return. What is the addition of Ula? Matam tamad beisil mishum de imbin bekelim veinstir bekelim. I feel the batam nami. I would have thought the reason beisil is because these shutters are movable. These booths. And since Ein Binyan Mitzvah Kalim, therefore it's permissible, even not just the vendor selling in the market, even the bottom doesn't mean the mamish, the house, the fix of the ground. It means even the more private, booths that are by the house, there too, it could be permissible to open and close it because it's Ein Binyan Mitzvah Kalim, Kamash Milan, Etiyun Sefer Mishnah Tchasan. It was only in order they should be, when it's out there in the market, when they sell, over there, you're not going to leave it open because people are going to steal his wares. If he leaves it open, doesn't lock it up. So, that, Dafka there, they're matter. Techenu is in the bottom line, but that which is by the house, is one of two reasons. Meaning, someone explained, since it's by the house, it's not really so much serving the market, and therefore that wasn't a reason to be matter. Or even if he does serve the market for the house, but he could protect it. Since it's by the house, he could watch it, make sure no one steals. But either way, in that case, he would not be able to put back the interest, even according to Basil. That's the Chiddush of Ula, not the case that he is able to, the exclusion of the case that he cannot put it back. That's the point of Ula's memra. Third case, Chazar Tiyah Mikdash Tami Tanina. We learned in the Mishnah in Erevin, Kufbeis, Machzir Ritiyah the Mikdash Avla Medina. You got to put back the bandage in the Mikdash, but not the Medina. Malatayim, what's the Ula's ending? Ula's ending as follows. Time of I would have the time membership to Ain Shvus Mikdash. The reason you can put back the bandage is because Ain Shvus Mikdash, and therefore, I feel the Kain Dalab Arvaidu. It wouldn't apply to the Kain of Tuna Vaidu. Even a Kain who wants to, let's say, go and be involved in the eating of the kachem buzzer also could get rid of his, take off the bandage and then put it back on. Kamash Malan and Zdafka Tiyotzev Mitzchushim Tchazan was Zdafka Lagabi that Vaida, the Bar Vaida in La Bar Vaida Lai. I'm sure some of you are thinking this gets back to our famous Gishmak Eclair we've had in the past. Yes, Leon, we've discussed this multiple times that the Ancient Mikdash was in a general dispensation that there's no Darbanan at the Mikdash. Kayanim's reasoning and some sort of the Svara in the Mikdash, no Darbanans, or no, Dafka related to that Vaida. This Gemara is pretty clear that it's, at least in this Gemara's perspective, it seems to be that the Chiddush Guf is, that's Dafka, that even related to the way they explain eating the Buster Kachim, that's not good enough. Dafka the Vaida Mamish was a dispensation, not more than that. Paisach Chavita Nami Tanina, the last case from Rechava of the opening the barrel that you let it continue selling after Yom Tov, but there is Tara. So that also be learned in a Mishnah Chagiga. HaPaisach Chavitai Umaskel Bisase Agav Regel. One who opens up his barrel of wine or begins a new dough for the people that are coming up for Regel. You cannot complete it. Rabbi just says you could complete it. Why? Because of Seifet Klasai Malatema Tumas Amaris Regel Tara Kitara Shever Banan. So the Mara says, without Rechava, I would have thought that once the Rabbanan treated the Tumah of the Amaretz on Yom Tov time as if it's Tar, so that which wasn't even started to be sold, if the Amaretz touched it, but it doesn't make a difference. We keep it in a status of Tara because during that time period of Yom Tov time, we don't treat what Amaretz touched as Tumah at all. Only things that you were selling, they don't matter the end because the beginning. They want you to, because I wanted the people to be not shy and sell. And therefore, things that were open for sale, there you have the dispensation. Things that that were open to be sold are mutter. Things that were not to be sold are not mutter. Now, it's interesting. All the cases so far we brought, all the chedushim that we brought from these cases, they're really saying all mishnayos already, but the chedush is all how far, they're limiting how far we take the leniency, not increasing it. They're limiting. They're all coming to limit how far we take the leniency. For Ula, my time in the Amarha, Taka, why did Ula not say this last case? He said three, not the fourth, but Pukla Gamari, because this last case of Machlaikis Rabbanan versus Abiyuda, and you don't want to give out Machlaikis. Harachami Pukta Ninu. Where's it? What do you mean? Our case is also Machlaikis. What do you mean the Machlaikis? It's Machlaikis Bisham Beisilil. Answers them are famously, stop at this, Bisham Bimak Mesil ain't a Mishnah. Our case was Machlik Bisham Mesil, but we know we have a cloud that Bisham Mesil is not a Mishnah, and therefore we view it as if it's all one sheet of Mesil, and therefore we had a problem that, Ula quoted all these dinim, because these dinim were all Tchas Bishop Seifen related to a, so to speak, a singular das, namely Beis Hillel. And here's what's pointed out before. This is a question again. We'll leave off on Rashi. Rashi learns Mechafes Ashita is going on, even in the Gemara's final case, especially with the Girsa that we didn't full of that last case, Mechlef Hashit is going on these Mishnayas, not the Mishnah on back on the base. If it's going on these Mishnayas, then it comes out that Beis Shammai is the Mekel, not Beis Hillel, and that means all these Dinim are going within Beis Shammai's realm, so this whole Gemara, this last line of the Gemara wouldn't make sense. It's not Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, not Mishnah, because it is Beis Shammai Shita, according to Mechlef Hashit. If we're not going to go without Mechlef Hashit, then it's not fair. Or if you go like the Rishayim that learned that the Mechlef Hashit was always going back on the base, invite there wouldn't be fair. We'll pause there, pick up Mishnah tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening.